If you could replace the moon with any one object and have zero consequences, what would it be? Hey, welcome to Questions and Absurdities, a podcast where we ask questions and answer them absurdly. I'm your host today, Jordan, and I'm here with Duncan, Ryan, and Tyler. And today we got a real good question, so batten down the hatches and don your creative caps, because there's a storm coming. A brainstorm.
Ayo.
Honey, you've got a big storm coming.
All right, Tyler, welcome to the podcast. I'll give you a little quick explanation if you haven't seen the show yet. Awesome. So we ask the question, and everybody gets a chance to answer. These ducks are kind of our scoring system. So I'll give each of these guys and you 1 to 5 ducks, depending on your answer.
Oh, very nice. Am I the blue one?
You are the blue one. Very cool. You're the blue duck. Duncan is the red. Ryan is the green. So depending on your answer, 1 to 5 ducks. At the end of the round, you know, whoever has the most ducks has the better chance of winning. And we'll get to that once we get to that. So let's hop right into that question. Ryan, do you want to go first?
I can go first. Yeah.
So, all right. If you could replace the moon with any object, what would it be?
I had a hard time with this question, but it doesn't mean I didn't get a good answer. I think my answer is really good.
Good confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel confident. But the thing about the moon is it's so far away. And I really did think that I was like, wow, we can't get there easy if it's something that we replace it with. I don't know. So I went aesthetics. All right. What would I want to see in the sky?
Okay.
Aesthetics.
Yeah.
So the moon is just your boring old moon.
The moon's too boring. That thing. We need to change it. We need to change it with something that everybody, and I think that it also addresses a pandemic or an epidemic.
Okay.
Maybe.
An epidemic, sure.
It would be the lack of sleep people are having in the world. So I picture.
Are you sleeping okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, you're sleeping okay. I'm doing okay because I'm okay because sure? I think of this image in the sky.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Lava lamp in the sky that you get to look at before you go to bed every night.
A lava lamp.
Okay, it's not just a one color lava lamp though. Oh, I thought through this and it changes colors. Okay, it changes colors based on the closest Earth country's flag.
Wow.
Geographically. So as it's turning around the Earth, right, the closer it is to a certain country on the scale, it changes to the flags associated with that country's.
That's inclusive.
Well, yeah, but it also changes the colors. And then you can look up and be like, aha, look it. I don't know where it is, but it's red and blue and white. You know, might be America or might be
the Philippines.
Or the Philippines. Like, it's
a
not
lot of countries, really.
Well, if you're looking at it, you're probably... Yeah, not in France or the Philippines, so
that's true. I mean, yeah, it would be
it moves
nighttime. So
no, I like it though.
It's trying to get some different color in there is my point.
Yeah, that's nice,
of course.
And
because the moon's just the same old color,
it is. It needs to change color, and everyone's excited. Everyone's excited about a lava lamp that they could look at.
I'm excited about it.
Think
too.
About the sun shines on it, warms it up.
Think about an eclipse.
Think about an eclipse. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
There
the
is.
Color changing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean,
it'd be beautiful.
Wow. I haven't thought about a lava lamp in years.
That's the point. Nobody thinks of the lava lamp, but everybody loves looking at a lava lamp.
And everybody wants one subconsciously.
It's true.
Yeah, if you don't know what a lava lamp is, go look it up, honestly.
Yeah. Three ducks.
Thank you. Nice work.
I like it.
That's good.
I'll start with three.
Yeah. All right, Tyler.
Good work.
What do you got?
So, I have no visual aids for you guys, but let me back up a little bit. So, Duncan and I yesterday, I switched my answer completely after last night. I went and got some Chinese food. And to put it lightly, this food was poison.
It was so bad.
They must have known it smelled bad because they double wrapped the lo mein in a double bag, and right when I opened it, it smelled like cat urine.
Oh, no.
Just straight ammonia. Oh. And so
I said it smelled like a hot foot forest.
It was so bad. And I was like, Duncan, he's like, you didn't even hardly touch the food. I was like, all you, man.
I didn't eat it either.
He could not eat it either. So we pitched it. All that to say, there is a big need in this world for good Chinese food. So I would replace the moon with the best Chinese food ever, but their fortunes come true.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't necessarily matter what the Chinese food is that's up there.
No, but it's also really good. It's a one-stop shop for Chinese food. It's
phenomenal.
It's always going to be good.
Well, here, let me help you out a little bit. Because it could be all of the Chinese food
all
together.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think that, and also, so just to compare, I wanted to give you guys fortune cookies from.
Wow, he does have props. He said he didn't.
These aren't visual aids. These are taste bud aids. And these are from, these are from the Chinese place that we had yesterday. So maybe not eat them, but I just want you guys.
We're going to just open them.
I just want you guys to open them. Read them one at a time. So Ryan, you can go first.
Okay. Here we go. This is the earth is flat, is what it says.
Clearly something's up with this sketchy Chinese place.
Yes. All right, you can go ahead and read it. Mine says the moon landing was faked.
So what? You can't make this stuff up,
conspiracy,
man.
Conspiracy Chinese. What do you got, Jordan?
Oh, it says Tyler is cool.
Oh, wow.
Can't argue with that one.
Dude, they're...
So that's the Chinese food we had. And then I also visited the one-stop shop Chinese food place. The one with the fortunes that come true. And I want you guys
more
to read
props.
Those. That one's for you, Ryan.
Okay. This one's you, Jordan.
And
moon.
This one's Duncan. They gave these to me specifically and said, please advocate for this to happen.
From the moon.
From
Chinese.
The moon. And we can start with Ryan.
Okay, we'll work our way this way. Okay, all right.
Okay.
I got to open it up.
This hasn't happened before.
It's kind of magical.
It is. It's surprising. Right. It's like one of those. What do you got?
What do you have?
I am expecting.
I'm not sure what that means.
I am expecting.
Is your wife pregnant?
No.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll see what that means.
Well, you don't have a wife, so that is, I'm going to keep it going, I guess. Call your wife. Your children are currently having a meltdown. That's actually probably true. I got four kids.
Oh, no. Clearly.
Okay.
These are real fortunes.
Oh, that's a good sound.
ASMR. Good crack, man.
You can use that for all.
Maybe
of
we should
cracks.
do it.
Okay. I got my fortune. Your phone will ring in the next 30 seconds.
That's crazy.
That's a pretty outlandish claim right there.
Since it hasn't rang all day.
Should I wait a couple more seconds?
I think you should answer
that phone call.
I'll put it on speaker. Hello?
That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
What? Are you kidding me, man? Never have I seen more true.
This is a magic show, too. Wow.
Just to summarize, we need good Chinese food. And everybody needs good Chinese food. And it'd be cool if the fortunes came true. The end.
First he said he was making up on the spot. Then he said he didn't have props. And then he's got two slides of props.
I don't know what to believe.
You shouldn't believe the flat earth.
Okay,
follow-up question.
Yes.
How do people get the Chinese food?
Well, just like Ryan said, maybe the moon is too far.
Okay.
This moon, because I can make it whatever I want,
is a
traveling Chinese shop.
It's close.
It can land on a continent. Boom. And then move to a new one.
It's like a food truck.
I think about maybe a hot air balloon.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, sure.
Like
that's
a big
great.
One.
You guys are just making the idea better for me.
That's what we do. We build on each other.
We support each other here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's all about creativity here.
Wow.
So it's a hot air balloon of Chinese food that lands at different locations where needed.
And the fortunes come true.
For this moon.
This is good.
There might need to be more than one moon. It could be.
Many moons.
Maybe the moon is the home base for this Chinese place, and then the hot air balloons disperse from there.
I think that's it. I like it.
Wow.
That because of just the sheer effort, I'm like four ducks.
Definitely.
Yes.
Four ducks.
Four ducks.
Wow.
He said the idea wasn't good, but the effort was there. Four ducks.
Four ducks.
Hey, Michael Jordan worked hard to make it where he was.
That's true, and he
look at where
is the greatest of all time.
You're starting at four.
Sorry, LeBron.
Spam the comments. Just kidding. Okay.
Fire started.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Duncan.
Guess it's my turn.
Follow that one.
I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to do it in a different way today. I'm not going to explain to you what I'm going to replace it with. I have a full video, and it's going to tell you exactly how I feel about replacing the moon and what I would do when I replace the moon. And we're going to watch it together here and at home. So let's get the brightness up.
Did you make this video?
I made this video. It took me way too long.
Is that Timothy Chalamet?
Just give it a second. Give it a second. I'm glad you asked, by the way. Okay, let's watch this video together.
Okay, let's watch it.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if our moon was replaced by a colossal, shimmering disco ball? Suddenly, the moon morphs into a glittering sphere.
Wow.
Awe sweeps across the globe as day turns into a spectacle and night, a radiant dance floor.
Is this your voice?
As the sun rises, the Earth is bathed in a kaleidoscope of colors, and when it sets, world turns into a universal dance floor. But what if this new moon, this disco ball in the sky, has a rhythm of its own? Imagine a world dancing to the moon's beat, where tidal patterns sway with pulsating lights, wildlife entranced, behaviors ever-changing to the celestial disco. Humanity, once guided by the moon's predictable ebb and flow, now grooving to a spectacular show of rhythm and hues. Our lives adapt, our routines and dreams syncing with the cosmic dance. Harmoniously living with the disco moon's beat.
Wow.
The rhythm of the disco moon has now become the rhythm of life. But what if the rhythm changes and the dance is no longer a party? The disco moon hides mysteries, casting shadows of secrets and potential dangers. Our global dance floor may harbor hidden elements. More might be at play in this cosmic disco. What happens when the music stops? Find out in the next thrilling chapter of our cosmic disco saga.
The questions.
Okay, I'm hooked.
Wow.
What happens next?
So when's that coming out on
Netflix?
All
I gotta say is mic drop on that one.
Well, you really don't have to say much.
The effort put in for that one.
I will say, I spent...
too long.
Like, light years more than I should have on this question. I literally didn't spend any more time on other questions because I spent all my time on this one. Wow. Making that video custom. So...
I like how you answered the question of, is that Timothy Chalamet?
He asked me, but I had thought the same thing, so I put that little image in there, so I just thought that
and
was...
And it was not Timothy.
It wasn't.
No.
But he was wondering, too, if it was him.
I'm sure.
So...
He's like, did I book that?
I have no other explanation because I feel like that paints the full picture I'd like to create with my moon.
I do have more questions after watching that.
What does happen when the music stops?
See, I thought, you know, if you replace the moon, it doesn't mean it has to have disastrous... implications.
No,
but I would say if you replace the moon, something's got to happen. And it is not always positive. You know, you have the Earth falling into rhythm, but maybe there's some other things going on you're not necessarily sure of. Mm. I'm not sure of them.
Sure.
Because we haven't done it
yet. So you wrote this script and you don't know what happens.
You see, it has to follow the ebbs and flow of the moon change.
Yeah.
So you can't know until things start to move.
And groove.
Think about if disco just broke out across the planet. Something's going to happen after that. We don't know.
It'd be 80s music.
People would be nicer.
People would be nicer.
People would be nicer to each other, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Imagine being mad at someone during a disco party.
True.
You can't.
That's true.
You look like the fool.
Yep. You're like, why are you upset at this this grooving rocking party?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure...
Wow.
World peace would ensue.
So disco moon. There's one.
Wars can't happen during disco.
No way.
No.
I will say there's one small flaw is like that it would reflect the sun a lot hotter. But I did think about that. So like we'd have a lot more time in
No disastrous effects.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm safe with that. You're right.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, no disastrous effects from my disco moon.
Definitely not.
I see it. And I'm all for it. Five ducks.
Yeah.
Five ducks.
Disco moon.
Thanks, man.
Five ducks.
Very nice.
Yep.
Let's see.
There you go.
Do I want to give out more ducks?
That's the question. 3, 4, 5.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
Sticking with the ducks.
Yeah.
I feel good with my...
So now...
My duck army.
Now the ducks have been given...
Yep. We got to put them in the hat.
We need to put them into the creativity cap.
Pow!
He's trying to make it squeak.
I can't do it. You got to do it now. No, you got to do it now.
I got to try and get...
Two hands.
Is it double?
Squeak.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
All right.
What's going to happen?
Shake it
frying
on
pan
up.
Action.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Flip the pancake. The quack jack.
So the winner of today's episode is...
No way!
Hey, there we go.
Yes.
Chinese food.
Chinese moon. The fortune cookies carried me.
We gotta clean that up.
Let's do some ASMR for the people at home.
Fact checker to clean it up afterwards.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Wow.
Yes. How does it feel?
This is a lot heavier than I thought it was. Would be.
Well, you got to do the next phase.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, we're not done yet. No.
We're not done. We're not done.
I like how it looks when you like turn your head quick.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's got like a secondary.
You got to do that face, too.
Zoolander.
Oh, yeah.
Zoolander.
So pick a card.
A bus.
Two cards. Oh, let's go ahead and stick it here. I'll help you stick it on there.
Oh, thank you.
Bus.
And I think it's a zebra.
A bus zebra.
Wow. My favorite kind.
That's an animal.
For the folks at home.
Oh, bus zebra.
Bus zebra.
Man. Do you know which way it's going?
Different than a zebra bus.
It's true. That's different.
A bus zebra. Which way it's going?
Well, yeah, because the zebra stripes confuse predators because they're just all mixed in a herd. You don't know.
You learn something new every day.
Questions of absurdities. No, okay. Hey, congratulations.
Awesome. Great win on that one.
Yes, well done. Oh, I got a text from my mom. Mm.
Hey, Mom. Better go get that, but you should end the episode first.
I think that was in the fortune as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do see that. Yeah. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode of Questions and Absurdities. Again, we want to know your answers to this question. If you could replace the moon with any object and have zero consequences, what would it be?
Please answer.
We want to read your answers, and if you have more questions for us, if you have any questions that could elicit absurd answers, we want to hear them.
Yeah. Please comment them.
Comment below wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening.
Don't look at the sun during the eclipse today.
True.
That's true. Don't look at it. It's bad. Unless you got the glasses.
Yeah, you
got
to get the glasses.
But tune in next time where we answer another question with absurd answers. So
proportions.
See ya.
See ya.